Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I'm so glad to have you with me, so glad that you're studying the Word of God. I'm praying that you are being blessed, that you are growing in your relationship with God and His Son, Jesus Christ, and being led and guided by the Spirit of God as you study His Word. We always go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our studies because He's our true teacher. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for You. You've given us life and breath. Lord, You've sustained our lives and You've given us Your Word and the power of Your Holy Spirit to learn Your Word. So today we humble ourselves before You and ask You to guide us into all truth by Your Holy Spirit and empower us to live according to that truth so that our lives will be a blessing to You. We bless You and thank You again for Your Word today, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Judas Leaves Immediately. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 13 and verse 30. The apostle John wrote how Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me." Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spoke. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, said unto him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "He it is to whom I shall give a sop, when I have dipped it." And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, "That you do, do quickly." Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spoke this unto him, for some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, "Buy those things that we have need of against the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. And in chapter 13 and verse 30 of his book, John shared how Judas, then having received the sop, went immediately out, where we read, "He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night." The verse reads, "He then, having received the sop, went immediately out." John began with the words, "He then, having received the sop," which means he, Judas, therefore, wherefore, and on this account, laying hold of, claiming, and procuring the morsel that was dipped, went immediately out, or left and departed forthwith and straightway. John shared how Judas left Jesus and the other disciples as soon as he received the morsel which was dipped. The verse continues, "And it was night." John added the words, "And it was night," or, "And the timing of Judas leaving Jesus and the other disciples was at the time when work ceases in darkness and when the weary give themselves up to slumber." John shared how it was nighttime when Judas left Jesus and the other disciples. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how Judas left Jesus and the other disciples as soon as he procured the morsel that was dipped. Though it was at night when he left, Judas was on his mission to betray Jesus. God sent his son Jesus into the world for this very purpose. And although Judas thought he was leaving quickly on his own accord, Satan possessed him and he was fulfilling God's plan. God loves people, and each step toward Jesus' crucifixion to pay the price for the sins of all mankind was deliberate and on time. Everyone who surrenders their life to Jesus will be forgiven of their sins and inherit everlasting life with God, and those who are wise will come to Him regardless of the time. Next time John shares, "When he was gone out, Jesus said, 'Now is the Son of Man glorified.'" So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.